In general, I would say that our society doesn't really value the gospel message. I don't think our society, or let me put it this way, I think our society is becoming less and less Christian. Like Europe has lost Christianity, basically. We hear in that first reading today that God says through Sirach, the writer, before man and women are life and death, good and evil, whichever he chooses shall be given him. Does our society choose good or evil? In many ways, our society chooses evil, I think. We just look around us and we see it everywhere. People don't like the word commandment. They don't like the word law. Everybody wants to be their own supreme guide and their own one who makes the decisions about their life. And yet, that's not what Christianity is about. Christianity is about trusting in God and turning to God with our lives. Most people think of the law as a constraint against freedom. But really, what God is telling us today is if we choose life, to choose life, we have the freedom to choose life. And life is found in the scriptures through the law, the old law and the new law. The laws become guidelines for us to live our lives and find happiness and peace. Just like going on a trip, we follow the rules, we follow the signs on the highway to where we want to go. So too, in our lives as Christians, we follow the signposts. Much like, you know, if you go to a hospital, you watch for the signage to tell you where to go. So we too, as people, Christian people, follow the signs that God has given us to find the happiness that God wants us to have. And so we hear today in the story in the gospel about the law again, and Jesus bringing the law to its present stage. He said, as he says in the gospel here, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said that to your ancestors, you shall not kill. And whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother or sister will be liable to judgment. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother and sister has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled. That's a real challenge. That's a real challenge for us. How many of us can say that we do that regularly? How many of us can say, yes, before I go to the altar, I will be reconciled to whoever I have grudges with, a fight with, disagreements with, whatever kind of negative stuff is going on? How many of us would say to ourselves, well, I better call so-and-so first or visit so-and-so and reconcile, make things right? Probably many of us come here with resentments and with grudges and so forth, those kinds of things that fill our lives at times. It's hard not to have that. But they fill us sometimes, and we get caught up in that because we are human. We are human. And so we're being invited to choose the good, not the evil. But even in choosing the good, we find we struggle. We make choices that aren't always good. We have a hard time forgiving ourselves, maybe, or others. You ever thought about that? Before you come to the altar, reconcile with yourself. Find peace in your own heart. Find a way to forgive yourself and then come and offer your gift. Those are hard things, but they're real things. Jesus came to tell us that and to have us live that way. So as we look at our scriptures today and we hear our scriptures, it's all about the law. And that's not a popular thing. That's not a popular thing to hear about. It's laws and regulations and so forth. This one of the Psalms says this: they are happy whose life is blameless, who follow God's law. They are happy who do God's will, seeking him with all their hearts, who never do anything evil but walk in his ways. I think all of us here tonight can say, that is my goal in life. I want to follow the way of the Lord. I want to follow the commandments and the laws as best I can. We know we fail. Jesus expects it. He knows about us, and so he forgives. And that's what we come to Mass for. At the beginning of Mass, that's what that little ritual is all about. We bring our failures and our sins, and we ask God's mercy to forgive us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. That's how we present ourselves first before we bring our gifts to the altar. We ask for forgiveness. So we hear about the commandments today, but in a new light, not this rigid, you shall not do this, you shall not do that, but rather a more positive statement about forgiveness, about love, and about care. That's what Jesus brings us to in the Gospels. That's what Jesus brought us on earth, is a more positive view of the law that brings us happiness. That's really what it's all about. If we live by that law, by the commandment, we will be forgiven. I mean, we will find happiness. As we know, laws keep us from experiencing chaos. Without law, we'd have chaos. And the same in our spiritual life. Without the guidelines that we are given in the scriptures, our lives would be chaos as well. And one of the writers in the scripture, where did I put it? Here it is. It's a real simple. I think it sums up the commandments really well. And it's easy to remember and take with us, and helps us affect our behavior. Do to no one what you yourself dislike. That's pretty simple. Do to no one what you yourself dislike. If we follow that, we're fine. We're on the road. We'll get there. Do to no one what yourself dislikes.